Reading for July 27th, entitled, Hope Thou in God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42, verse 5. Dear husband, I received your telegram. Satan will not sift the chaff, because he gains nothing in this. He sifts the wheat. The devil will not try and tempt and persecute those whom he is sure of, because they are living in known transgression of the law of God. Those who have enlisted in the army of the Lord, standing under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, Satan will seek to harass and destroy. Christians will meet and have many and severe conflicts with the wily foe who is merciless. He will bring them into the most difficult places and then exult in their distress. But thank God, Jesus lives to make intercession for every one of us. Our safety is in committing ourselves to God and resting by faith in his merits, who has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. I rejoice that Jesus has a firm hold of us. Our grasp is feeble and easily broken, but our safety depends upon the firm hold Jesus has upon us. I rejoice in Jesus today. We have, my husband, walked for more than 30 years side by side in the trials and conflicts of life, amid temptations and the buffetings of Satan, his arrows aimed at us to wound and destroy. But Jesus has been our defense. Satan has been repulsed. The Spirit of the Lord has lifted up a standard for us against the enemy. Our sun is westering, but it will not set in darkness. Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us. We will, in the latter days of our pilgrimage, repose in God and wait upon him. If we walk with God, our faith will grow brighter and brighter unto the perfect day, and the reward of the faithful will be ours at last. My spirit at times is triumphant in God. I see in prospect just before us the eternal weight of glory. We have not earned it. Oh, no. Jesus earned it for us, and it is a free gift, not for any righteousness and goodness of our own. Let us, in the few probationary hours left us, walk humbly with God and do the work he has committed to our hands with fidelity. I am glad you are in the grand old mountains of Colorado. I mean to be there soon. To be thus brought near to God through his created works is refreshing and inspiring. While viewing the grand works of God's creation, we may walk with God. We may talk with him. To have God as our companion, as our guest, will be the most exalted honor that heaven can bestow upon us. May the Lord bless you all, is the prayer of your Ellen. Taken from Letter 42, dated July 27, 1878, to James White, General Conference President.